This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. I am so thrilled to have you guys join me, having Rhonda Renee here. I don't get to often have my studio guest in the studio with me, so it's super excited that we actually get to be together and do this. So it'll be a little different experience for you guys that are seeing it on video. And if you're on podcast, just know that she looks amazingly beautiful. So, so you guys will be able to see this on our Facebook feed as well as in the eWomen podcast. And you'll be able to put in comments and you'll be able to look to the show notes to be able to connect with us as well. And if you're just popping in, we want to also make sure that you get our free gifts that we have for you. So if you'd like to know more about Spa Life, put in the comments below Spa Life gifts, and I'm going to get you some free gifts to learn more about what we're about. And for Rhonda, she's going to talk a little bit about something called divine navigation. So you're definitely going to want to stay tuned and hear all the wonderful special magic that she has to offer, but you're going to want to put into the comments activate, and you're going to get to have some free gifts that she has for you as well. So you're going to want to stay tuned to be able to hear all the juicy details that she has to share about this. So if you guys don't have the pleasure of meeting or knowing of Rhonda Renee, she is actually known as a modern day mystic and also known as someone with an X-ray vision for the soul. So Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Waiting for this day for a while.
Yes. Yeah, well,
we get to do it in person.
It's so fantastic because, you know, a lot of times I don't personally know a lot of my guests as intimately as I know Rhonda. I mean, we are besties. She is one of my mentors. We play together. We have a group called Synergy. I mean, there's a lot of arenas that we play together. So the fact that we get to be doing this together and I get to share her with you, this is a real treat for us and for you.
And for me.
Yes. And for you. So I would love, I'm sure people are going, what is divine navigation? So please share with them what that's all about.
Yeah, divine navigation at its core is about you aligning with who you are on an energetic level as a soul and allowing yourself to be guided from that place, in essence, and navigating your life from a higher plane instead of just this one. There's so many things, right? And you deal with this in your business all the time, right? With your expertise on organizing and creating a life that really supports who you are and that you want to walk into your spaces and look at your calendar and all of that, right? So you can imagine doing all those things from a place of a soul instead of a personality. Mm. So who I know myself to be is the personality side of it. But who I am underneath all of that at an energetic level is really a soul. And really, like, what I'm up to is that everybody know who they are as a soul and that we live and we work and we love from that place.
Mm. Well, what's so powerful about that is I'm sure some of you have this experience where you're either, you know, you're here meant to do more, or we're kind of doing the day to day, but there's like that little nuances that we aren't always able to express who we are and what that looks like. And so I know that there's one of the ways that you kind of take the mystical and make it practical. So how does it go from people saying, wow, that's a really great idea, I'd love to live for my soul, but how do I do that? Mm. So, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that's a short answer. So the foundational process in divine navigation is called divine coordinates. And so that is where we actually do the identification of the energetic qualities of your soul. Once you know that, you understand that each of them has a specific role to play in how they show up in your life and how you use them. These energies are already there. It's just often that they're being used in the wrong way. So like the center of being of the mind, the energy that you have in the mind may be doing all of your action. And then you're wondering why you aren't getting traction. Mm. Cute pun, didn't rhyme, didn't mean to do that. But that's part of the dilemma, is that these energies are there, but they are not taking on their proper responsibility and role. And so you end up kind of spinning your wheels more than you need to.
Right. Well, I think this is so fascinating because you guys know that I talk a lot about designing your life versus living by default. And so part of what Rhonda talks about is how you're not only designing your life, but how you're designing your divine life and what that looks like. And so when I actually was able to discover through her processes what my actual divine coordinates are, is actually a frame of reference that I am able to utilize in all the different things that I do. And I know I haven't actually shared this with you guys because I'm really stepping into more of doing my business from my soul purpose and really, you know, Rhonda's really supporting me in that. And so for those of you who aren't visually looking at this, you're going to kind of miss this, but there's actually an embodying act of what you do in having your divine coordinates where you're actually moving your body in the direction of where they are. So I'm going to try and actually do this, but also kind of explain it for those of you that who are just listening. So for me, you know, going in the north, it is, I am generosity, right? And then I point down to the south where it says united. And then I am going to the west saying the authenticity and belonging in the east, coming together in the center in my heart with both my hands saying elevating consciousness. And so for me, the center of what I do is to elevate consciousness. That is in bringing awareness, that's looking at things in a different way. And there's different ways that I do that. So for a lot of you guys that know, I love to unite people. I love bringing things, you know, belonging together. And so when we really looked at these things, like what is it that is core to me and who I am, and how does that weave into the message so that when I connect with you, when I connect with the people I love, that there's that energetic expression of who I am. And we all have this different expression. So how is it for people that when they want to design their day, how can they bring more of their divinity into that?
I would say the first thing that is going to be paramount, whether or not you have your divine coordinates yet or not, know what they are consciously, is to as much as possible become present in the moment and in your body. One of the biggest disconnects is that we separate the spiritual and the physical, right? That's why I like to say I make the mystical practical, because they aren't separate parts of your life. As you are moving through the world, I would like you to be moving through the world as the divine being that you are from your soul. So whether or not you know what your divine coordinates are in each moment, you can take that moment and stop and even just take a breath. Immediately, right? Everything's different as soon as you breathe.
Right.
And bringing your awareness down into the solar plexus. That's the place the divine coordinates live, right? They live there. That's the awareness that I had when this work was initially coming through. They live in the solar plexus.
Okay, that's right.
That is above your belly button and below your diaphragm. So you can't, yep, there you go. You can't see it really here in our little booth, but yeah, it's above your belly button and below your diaphragm in that upper abdomen area.
Got it.
So even just putting your hands there and closing your eyes and breathing for a minute and draws all your attention inward. And as you continue to do that, there's this energy that gets created, this, I call it the north-south pillar, right? So Diane was sharing some of, about her divine coordinates, that north energy and that south energy. Even if you don't know the name, you can bring that energy present, right? Even if it's not totally conscious, energetically it's there.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And we'll, that's one of the gifts we'll give you is a centering exercise on how to activate the directional coordinates of your divine coordinates, even without the names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a great meditation. So that would be the first thing to do. We are all rushing around way too much, you know?
That's that busyness that we talk about, right? You guys, I am so guilty of this. I mean, she sees me. I mean, I jump around all over the place, but it's really having practices like this where I can really presence myself to really then be from a conscious decision to really, you know, that's where that crafting your day and that's really designing how you want to live your life to allow ourselves to do that. And when we come from the place of, well, I'm so busy or I have all these things and we can't even give ourselves 3 seconds, that's probably not designing our day very well, right? And so really embodying why we're here and the bigger reason and how we want to experience our day. I mean, that's really the big focus that I'm doing for this year is to really slow down a little bit more to really look at how can I make the big impact? And making that big impact is for myself first. And that's that self-care piece and doing that. That's one of the things I love about when Rhonda stays at my house is that, you know, she has these rituals and practices that she does for herself in the morning so that she's completely centered in who she is. So that when she connects with her clients or people in the day, that she can really then decide that, you know, it's not even decide, it's like she's coming forth with who she truly is, really being present with people. And so not only do your clients appreciate that, but we like, oh, there she is. Right.
You know, when you starting with that breath, right, just that breath that we practiced a minute ago, when you're in that space and you walk into someone else's presence, there's a safety, there's a calmness that can permeate the room. Mm-hmm. Right. And it makes everybody else slow down.
Yes.
You know, like, and be in the moment and enjoy so much more what's happening here, right, instead of rushing into the next moment. Because guess what, guys, your life here, it's happening in this moment, not in that one that's coming. Living in this one is the most important.
Right here.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, you know, I find myself sometimes doing that, like where I'm looking like, okay, well, what do I have to do next? Or what's happening or what's coming? And to really just take that moment and go, okay, what am I possibly missing in this moment by either waiting to talk or, you know, staking that second to go, okay, wow. Okay, if I'm being present to this moment right now, what's the gift in here for me? Like, what is it? What am I experiencing? And then mm-hmm. be able to maybe hear a little bit deeper on what's happening. And I love how you bring this to like all different aspects of your life. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I know that you look at doing is you have this phrase that I love so much about magnetizing people into your life versus marketing. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this is so great. And Diane is such a wonderful example of this. I remember being at an event, and I've said this for years, like, you know, that magnetization that happens is people are more drawn to the experience that you are having of yourself than they are of the words that you're saying. That is my experience. And many of my clients have the same experience. And they'll say it, the way they'll express it is, I got another client by accident, you know, which cracks me up because there's no accident to any of this. But when you are embodied and in alignment with the energies of your soul, there's literally a signal that is going out beyond you that moves in front of you, like before you even enter the room, right? You're affecting the energy. We've all been in those places where you can feel somebody who walked into the room and you know they're angry. So whatever you're feeling underneath energetically, no matter what you're saying, no matter what smiley face you put on, you know, like that's coming with you.
Right. It's like, yeah. What's going on with that person?
Yeah. And we can sense it, right? Even if we're not conscious of what we're sensing, we're all sensing it. Everyone is getting more and more attuned to that, to those energetic sensations. So I remember being in an event with Diane and getting to kind of, you know what I'm going to say, getting to kind of eavesdrop on a conversation that was happening in motion down the hallway. And the woman said, if this is spa life, I want some. And that is exactly what I'm talking about, because no matter what you think you're selling, what people are really buying is the experience you're having of yourself.
Say that again, because you guys, I know you're driving, and we've some of you when you're listening to that, but this is actually really important. This is about really being present in the moment to hear this, because if you get this, this is a game changer in how you show up in the world and how people have the experience of you, right? Yeah. I mean, are we like, people are leaning into you, or are we repelling people just by who we're being?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So no matter what you're selling, no matter how you package it, no matter what you offer, what people are really buying is the experience that you are having of yourself. Here's the clincher. It can't just be any experience you pluck out of the air. It really needs to be an aligned experience.
What's the difference?
Oh, this is the difference between the law of attraction and the law of magnetism.
Okay.
So the law of attraction, as it's been taught out there, is pretty much you can have anything you want, right? Like you just have to want it bad enough, or, you know, get clear on it.
Say it a million times.
Right. Affirmations, all that stuff, right? And somehow it's going to magically show up on your doorstep.
Okay.
Sounds really good in theory. How many of you has it really worked for consistently, right? Like more like sporadically.
Right. Yeah.
So the law of attraction says you can have anything you want. The law of magnetism says you can have anything that's meant for you.
Little nuance there.
Anything that matches in alignment with your soul and what you planned for this life to be for you, matching that is the first part of magnetism. So it has to be something that's really in alignment with who you are at a soul level. rather than an ego want, right? It's a soul desire rather than an ego want. It's based on an internal experience, right? So we like to say internally referenced instead of externally focused. So any of your desires that are an end result, a goal, can only be achieved when you first create the experience internally. And that experience, again, needs to be in alignment with the experience your soul intended to have, not your ego and your personality has decided to chase.
Right. Or what other people want for you, right? Sometimes, like, if people, like, they go, oh, you should do this, or, you know, whether it's family or close friends, and well-meaning, right? Everyone wants you to do well, but they'll have these things, and you can maybe start stepping into it, and then you kind of, you know, all of your being is like, oh, there's just something not right about that. I mean, we've had all those experiences, and whether or not we ignore them or not, then that's when people start having maybe things start happening with their body. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we're out of alignment with what is truly meant for us, then we actually start kind of having some backlash internally with us because we know what is supposed to be for us. And if we don't know, and if you're not clear right now, I mean, we're not taking the time to listen. And this is, oh my God, you guys, this is an ongoing lesson for myself, is to sit down and listen to that inner wisdom. It's why my word this year is POW, where the W part is for wisdom, to access that inner wisdom. Because, you know, in the things that come up in life, to not take the time to do this. And you're such a master at this. And I feel like I learn from you every day in this, to really, to sit and listen. Because when I actually do this, I get that inner knowingness of like, okay, I know what to do now.
And the amount of effort that it takes then is so much less, because we spend so much time being busy and chasing after different things, where instead, if we use that time to have that turning inward experience to see what it is that we really desire, then when we are ready to act, it has so much more impact. It's so much more effective. You know what you're moving toward in a way that you wouldn't have known if you were just chasing after what you think you should want. I mean, think about it. Any of you guys who have gone after something, there's something that you really wanted and you worked really hard for, and then you got it, and then you realized, oh, I don't really care about this at all. I don't really want this. Those chances are, those are the types of things that are societal expectations, family expectations, things you think that you should be or you should want, rather than the things that you truly are desiring at a deep level. So one of the most important things, you know, in terms of moving through your day, is to create your day based on things that will really fulfill you.
Right.
Like, what is that end experience that you want to have? So of course, once you know your divine coordinates, right, that becomes a filter for everything, and you can create your experiences in alignment with that, and every day is fulfilling. Right. Until then, until you and I get to meet together, exactly, and identify your divine coordinates, you know, just pay attention to what really fulfills me, not those things that you think that you have to do.
Right. Right. Well, and this is part of that conversation we have, is like, you know, especially like if you look at your calendar, your day, and like how many things on there are like, I have to, and how many times do you say that? Like, I have to do this, and I have to do that. And I've had this conversation with you guys before. You don't have to do anything, right? You have to be inspired. If you have to do anything, you have to be inspired that you actually love the things that are on there and that you have more of you. Because I mean, one of the focuses and the litmus test that I'm using is that, does it make me feel satisfied, right? It's not like, it's okay, or I could do that, but I mean, am I really satisfied? And another thing I like to have is, you know, is there more ease into it? Like, does it feel like I was more in the flow? Yeah. Or do I feel like it's hard? Like, it's just that sense of it.
That's a
hard,
big sign, it's right? A big signal.
I mean, and sometimes we feel like, you know, a lot of times it's like you hear like, you know, no pain, no gain. And you hear these different slogans where you're just like, really? Are we here to have that much pain to have that happen? It's just no.
I mean, it's not like that life doesn't still happen to us, right, when we're in alignment with our soul, because wonderful lessons and growth and experiences that we need to have that are still, they're all connected to your divine coordinates, are in there. But what happens, I'll tell you a quick little story, because it really illustrates it. Years ago, I was working with a gal whose husband was a bit older than her, and he ended up in the hospital. Okay. And in the very first, it's actually pre-work to Divine Coordinates in the 21 Days to Energetic Success course.
Oh, I've done that. It's
I'll good. Give these to you right now. Two questions to start with always. Where am I? which has to do with that energy in your solar plexus that we did earlier. It has to do with, where's my awareness? Is my awareness in the other room, you know, with the conversation that I just had? Right. Is it down the street because I got to pick up my kids in an hour?
Right.
Or am I here with myself in my body in this moment? And the solar plexus is the place to really anchor that.
So you could actually put your hands on your solar plexus, no matter. So you guys do this with us, no matter where you're at, like,
unless you're driving.
Well, pull over. And put your hands on your solar plexus and just ask yourself, where am I? And you may have that inkling to say, like, oh, I'm in the car or I'm outside. But I mean, where's your presence?
Where's the awareness?
Yes.
Where's the awareness? And so you might find that it's, you know, over to the side of your body. You know, a lot of people say it's on my right shoulder, or it might be up in your head. But how do you drop it down? And it takes some practice to do that. And I'll have my team add the first 2 days of the 21 days course. So you can actually walk through that experience with me in real time. Yeah, we can do that for you. But that's the first question, is where am I? The second question is, when am I? Which is a little brain twisty, and it's meant to be.
Okay.
Because it has to do with, am I in this moment? Right. Mm-hmm. Or am I in last week rehashing an argument? Or am I, you know, again, in tomorrow or this afternoon, worried about what I need to
do? So is that identifying whether or not we are operating out of the past or the future?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. So it's, where is the awareness, and when is the awareness is what it comes down to. Because again, remember, life happens right here in this very moment. It's not happening in the past. It's not happening in the future.
Well, what's amazing about that, just think about it. How many times we maybe are having conversations with people, how many of them are actually present conversations? A lot of times it's about, well, you said this, or this happened there, or something that happened in the back. I mean, I think any argument has to pretty much do with
the past.
In the past, right? Something that already happened. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you're looking about all these future things where that's where some of the, maybe the worry comes from, or like this projection or what may happen and oh my God, and all these things. Mm-hmm. But anytime you actually can separate yourself out and be here now,
that's presence,
right?
And that's the one thing, the getting in the body first before being in the present moment, I think, is the thing that's missing in a lot of presence practices. So that's the first stage. You can't actually be in the present moment unless you are present in your body. So that's kind of the trick.
Okay.
Right there.
Got it.
So I can't remember where I started from. Where was I taking you with this?
Well, we were being present.
We were so present that I cannot remember where I was going. See, that it's a plus and a minus when you're really in the present moment. So let's just say those first two practices at any time will bring you back into, what do I really want? I remember.
Yes.
Carrie can take care of that. Back to the story. The gal I was working with years ago, her husband was a bit older than her. And so she had gotten her divine coordinates. We were already working together in the divine coordinates activation program. And those where am I, when am I questions, we never leave behind. We keep them with us. We use them all the time.
Okay.
So they're in the hospital. And I remember having a session with her while he was there. And she was worried that she wasn't worried. Kind of a funny little trick. But she was so grounded and present that, like, as they say, she was the eye of the storm. So like I said, it's not that life doesn't happen, but it's how you move through life. That's the navigation. Okay. How you move through life is completely different when you are grounded and present and in alignment with your soul, because the rest of the world just gets to move around you.
Right.
And yet here you are, you know, that equanimity, that presence, that assuredness doesn't change.
So no matter what comes at you, you're coming from your place of groundedness.
Yes, absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah. And I think it might help too, if we shared your divine coordinates earlier, we can always put in the show notes, and actually put this in the free gift as well, the chart of your divine coordinates, so people can really see. It's a little bit hard to understand when you try to explain the divine coordinates.
Right.
Of course, you know, the activation bundle that we'll give you will tell people a lot more detail about the functionality of them and how they work.
Right.
The important thing to know is that it is about the fulfillment of the soul experience that you intended to have. And what that does, if for fulfillment in your personal life, for ease in attracting clients, you know, in your business life. And the one other thing I think is really important to mention is that it's not a logical experience or process.
Okay.
You can't figure out your divine coordinates. Like, we didn't look at things with Diane and assess.
Right. Or go, oh, that'd be a nice one to have.
Right. You can't pick them. And the number one thing that I hear from people is that these are absolutely accurate and they're not words I ever would have used.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't go out and go, hey, you guys, I unite generosity.
Yeah. And you're not really going to go out and say that in the world, really, for most people. Right.
Right. But when we look at, you know, just how I like to gather people together, you know, it's like, I like to be in community. I mean, I love philanthropy. I mean, 10% of my company goes to, you know, charities. And so I love to be part of things and help people.
And I'll add, like, your generosity doesn't, it isn't just money.
Right.
Right. I mean, like, this woman opens her home. You never know who's going to be walking in and out the door. Right. And it's a good thing here. You know, that generosity moves beyond. It is a state of being. And that's the other big thing to understand, is that your purpose isn't a project or a mission. Mm. No matter how you choose to express this.
Right.
That's up to you.
Okay.
But your purpose is a state of being. It's that holding that energetic signature of your soul. Mm. That's your purpose.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about picking the wrong one or wanting or getting another, you know, idea and wanting to follow that.
Right.
Because, you know, when you look at my professional history, I went to fashion college and then I was in construction for over a decade.
Right.
And then now I do this. Like, they don't look like they're connected.
Right.
But my divine coordinates were present in every one of those experiences. It's how the elevation of your expression, the elevation, the evolution of your expression, you're going to choose to do different things over your lifetime. Right. There isn't one thing that you're going to do, but there is one thing that you're meant to be.
I love that distinction, because I know some of you who have, like, moved through a lot of different things, or maybe you're in that process right now where you're trying to figure out, well, what is the next thing for you and what does that look like? But when you actually know who it is that you're to be in this world, it actually doesn't matter what you do, right? You show up as who you are and people will be magnetized to you to do the things that you're doing. I mean, I just recently had one of the things that I love to do is connect people with, like, their human design. And so one of the things that happens with that is when I connect with people, that I love it because I get to unite people. You know, it's like, it's a form of generosity that I do. And it's just one of those things, because authenticity is there. I help people find out how they're being authentic. And I don't always share with people that I help them find out what that is or have that connection, but I'll have people call me and say, can I have a session on, you know, human design with you, or can you remove, you know, trauma out of my body? And yes, I know how to do those things. And I don't advertise that, right? Mm-hmm. But who I'm being really just shows up as that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, is that, you know, I like to say you can fulfill your purpose in the very next room you walk into. Someone doesn't have to write you a check in order for you to be fulfilling your purpose.
Right.
Right. Yeah. It is who you are being that is your purpose.
Yes.
So your purpose can be fulfilled no matter what expression, right? Like, no matter what room that you're walking into. My joke is with the people that I work with in Divine Navigation for Business, which is called The Business in Your Soul, is that I am going to do me everywhere I go. I just need to be paid for it often enough. I'm not going to stop empowering truth. I can't actually stop.
Right.
You know,
it's who you are.
It's who I am. I remember being at a party years ago, and there was a gal there that was, I think, just freshly out of college, and I couldn't help it. I just was asking her questions. And then somebody that I know said, that's what I love about Rhonda. She just can't help herself.
Well, I can't help having people come over. I think of everybody as family. I want us all to be together. I mean, there's that connection that we have, right?
Yeah.
So it's funny you talk about, you know, when you walk into the room, because that's actually one of the questions I like to ask my guests, is that, and I know you just moved and that you may not actually have this right now, but because each room has an energy about them, what would be your favorite room and why?
My favorite room is actually a combination of rooms in my brand new place, which I have a great, if you go to my business Facebook page, I have a great video Facebook Live on how I manifested this place. It's really super cool.
Oh.
Go find that, because I literally.
Okay, what's the name of it so they can find it?
The name of the video?
No, the name of your, it's just.
Oh, my Facebook page?
Yeah.
It's Rhonda Renee, Divine Navigation. Okay, Rhonda Renee-Divine Navigation. And so I literally manifested this place and asked for each one of the elements that I got in this place.
Oh, I have to go look at that myself.
One of this, which was what I call the temple room, because it is similar to a room that I had in the last place that I was living. And it has peaked ceiling and it makes me feel like I'm sitting in a pyramid. That is where I do all of my training and coaching work. And since I have moved a couple times recently after selling my home of almost 20 years, I have these two chairs that are my space that I work in. And when those go in place, I feel like I'm home.
Nice.
And they sit in this temple space, which is surrounded with my most treasured books, the most treasured of the treasured.
Yes.
And my crystals, and I feel like I'm in the pyramid. And there's a couple of little spaces and nookies in that temple area. But that is my favorite space because it is where I first connect with me so that I can share that with everyone else.
Oh, that's so perfect. I've been in her space and it is divine and it is an absolute reflection of yourself. And this is part of the conversation. We talk about your environment. Your environment is a reflection of the experience that you want to have. And so when you know, whether you're at home now or when you go to your home next, really look around and see, is this a reflection of yourself? If this is, you know, what you want to have as the experience of your life, because it matters, you know, what is in this place for you. So I know that our listeners are going to want to connect with you. So how can they do that?
We do have set up a special activation bundle for everyone.
Fantastic.
So you can go to divinenavigation.com to connect with us in many, many ways, specifically /spa life to get your activation bundle. And we're on Facebook. I try to be pretty present and active there. So love to see you and connect with you and hear from you.
Wonderful. And we will put that link in the show notes. But if you are watching this on Facebook, you know, go ahead and put in the comments below, activate, and then we can circle around. And if you have any questions of Rhonda or myself, we would love to just come around and connect with that. And if you missed it in the beginning, you can also put into the comments Spa Life Gifts. That way you can learn a little bit more about Spa Life, how you can bring that into your life, how you can create those environments that are a better reflection of you. We'd love to support you in that. So with that, thank you so much for
pleasure
being on the show and connecting with everyone, and love for you guys to really step into your authentic self and to really be present, right? So no matter what you have going on today, there was a reason that you came to this and that you listened to this and that you stayed and you got to have the gifts and the experience. So if you take that moment, even if it's just 3 seconds, to just ask yourself, where are you? Be present to that. And there's a slogan that you say about being present to your life. What is that?
Make sure you don't miss your life.
I adore that. So with that, as always, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.